Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and tonight is Saturday. And the date is December 15th, 2012. And we'll start to do some energetic work on everybody here. We'll do a clearing, but we'll first bring up the light beam. Here we go. So if you're on the BBS page, scroll down a little ways. The light beam will appear to you. If not, you can either go to the BBS page or go to creationlightship.com and scroll down and get the light beam there also. And either way, it works. So here we go. You watch it change before your eyes. Here we go. I'm going to energize it. We're going to bring in the males tonight. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Okay, and this is the light beam changing. We'll bring in some peace energy for everybody. And here it comes, so I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And the way these clearings that we do work, it works with your spirit. So basically, in a sense, the more you're in your body, maybe the better they're going to work for you as far as the clearings. Another way of stating that, if you don't have a spirit, you don't have a chance. You never get a clearing or healing from the light chip because it has to have a spirit energy and it's created from light. I am working on something in the future here for clones to give the clones that will be coming in shortly here, I believe, after the December 21st event. They're already appearing all around. So if you are awake a little bit and you can see people, they're acting like they're drugged out a little bit, not knowing what's going on, don't have a clue of life here, but they're living. And they're just a fabrication of who used to be here, looking like them, and it's probably a real clone versus one that leaves and comes and goes every 10 minutes. So let's bring in some energy here for loneliness for people in case you feel lonely. And remember, this is a time of the year where that could be probably a possibility, thinking of your past Decembers that you've had, especially if you're older. Man, just think if you're 80 years of age listening to us, you've had, 80 Christmases typically, maybe 79. You may only remember back a little bit less than that because maybe you didn't remember when you were two or three, but you might be able to go back and go to your little chest of all your information that you carry in a big drawer or something and look at all the cards that was given to you, and you're going to notice that most of those people probably are no longer here. And that can make you feel very lonely. And here we go. So loneliness clearing. Or maybe even going a little differently here. Maybe you feel lonely because the money that you loved, you now spent and gave it away. And you don't know that people are going to like what you bought them. You're hoping that they are. Doing the ritual Christmas situation here that everybody does typically every year, at least if you do that anyway. So here we go. Loneliness clearing. So one, two, I bring up the light beam again. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and along with that, you may be out there shopping, bumping into people as they try to find you to steal your light. Feel part of your spirit. You don't know what's in their body. It could look wonderful and smile and be very nice to you, to greet you and everything else, but what's underneath? Here we go. So releasing the energies, the Scoobies that they gave you, the bad Scoobies or good Scoobies, it depends how you look at it. Everything is bad if it's not you. So here we go. Releasing these energies. We'll just call them alien critters. psychic attack energy. One, getting the release. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's bring in some oxygen, and then we'll do the water charging here. So remember, get your glass of water. We'll do some peaceful sleep while drinking water now. In about 3 or 4 minutes. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll just see what's happening out there. Maybe you're feeling anxiety now. So we'll do an anxiety clearing. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, you should be feeling pretty good. So let's see if our co-host is on. Kathy, are you out there in cyberspace, the other
yes.
end of the line or wherever? You're on one side, I'm on the other or whatever. Here we go. But we're both in
yes,
California,
I'm here.
So that's good. We're in the right place, I think.
We're in the same time zone, and it was really great to be on the Creation Light Ship this afternoon, Ron, when you did the physical rejuvenation for the 4 hours today. Some people on the fast chat are commenting about it, that it was just a fantastic experience. It provided a lot of light infusion. Certain rooms they really liked a lot, and maybe they'll post those to return to today when we go to the light ship during this program. And I do need to mention that Ron is our conduit to the Creation Light Ship. He's our ambassador, and it is he who takes us there live today, December 15th, 2012. At that time is when the healings will work. So if we hear this on an archive, the healings will not work, but there will be peace energy. And Ron will explain a little bit more later as the time comes. But the healings work in the moment by the light beams that are on the light ship as we go to specialized areas escorted by Ron. And that's what we did today and almost every month. Today was the first day of the intensives for the month. And tomorrow is going to be the continuation with the 8-hour physical intensive, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time. Just to remind everyone, and if you'd like to join in, just go to creationlightship.com. It's listed on the top under upcoming events. You can click on that and see a menu of conference calls and the intensives, and you can sign up there on PayPal instantly and receive your phone number and PIN number to have access into the teleconference. So some other announcements. I see people are putting down their room requests, which is great, Ron. I wanted to announce, too, that Ron is going to be holding an event for us. It's a special event. You've been hearing about it lately. It's going to be on January 6th, and it is the where we sample the energies for the months, the 12 months of next year, 2013. And it's quite a wonderful experience. You can really tune into the energies. Ron guides us throughout. We just listen. It's a four-hour teleconference. It costs $20 to sign up for in advance. And then we can also get water charged, too, which is what he's going to do next here on the program. So, Ron, over to you for the water charging, and then I'm going to start writing down some of the room requests for later. So thanks, Ron, for the water.
Yeah, boy, somebody wants to have pizza. We haven't had pizza for a long time. Okay, here we go, everybody. So let's get the water charged. And, boy, here we go. Get your glass of water and hold it in your hand or hands. And this is a peaceful, sleepful drinking water. Unless you happen to be a long ways away and, you know, the sun is coming up and the darkness is leaving. And then you want to have some water that'll give you some life force to kind of perk you up. Or you might be one of those night owl people or work nights. You may want to have that also. So it's kind of your choice what you want to have. And here we go. We're going to bring the light beams in. So one, here they come. Two, three, four. Oh, boy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I can only go in about maybe eight rooms tonight, so maybe we can maybe you can paste those into the messenger for me, Kathy, and what you can do
sure.
That. So we'll just I'll bring in some of the energy in case you're wondering what we do on the Saturday call. This one here, I really like the amber blood one. So I'll just bring that into everybody right now for 2 minutes. And you can feel your body having a different energy with amber blood. Normally on the call, we do that for at least, I'd say at least 45 minutes to maybe an hour and a half where it goes through your whole body. And you just really feel energized. So here's the amber blood coming for everybody listening. And if you like this and you want to get on the Saturday call that we have once a month, and I sometimes do it on the eight-hour calls too. But here it comes, the amber blood. This is the ascension energy is coming into you. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the amber is actually like a golden blood. And the gold is used quite often on the light ship, gold and silver, to do purifications on it. So here we go, more gold energy. So we'll get rid of critters and also maybe some maladies that you could have. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So, a little bit of time left here. I want to go to the light ship maybe in about 15. Anything out there that we can talk about? I can talk about the soldiers a little bit. Possibly, not really the soldiers, but what I'm doing is there's a lot of energies that have been battling, I don't know, I'm losing actually track of days because I've been so busy. They just kind of blend into each other. I would say probably to play it safe, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks with this one energy. I've been seeing a lot of blue energy out there and beings that use blue somehow. They're connected to the color of blue, and they're kind of controlling the planet here. And also working with these very dark energies, which could also be them from Orion. So they're very very active here on this planet, working through different groups and people. So been working with that, been working with the energies in the Middle East. That seems to be where kind of everything is stemming from, I think. The pyramids, you all know about how they had light coming out of the top of them more recently. So the Middle East is like maybe along with, you know, maybe southern Florida, the Bermuda Triangle, going maybe over to, you know, South America. And then, you know, so those are areas, and also another area would be the Middle East. But those are the hot spots for aliens where they come in here, unfortunately. So I'm not saying if you live in Florida that it's alien central. Maybe the southern part could be where they all come together to flaunt their wealth and stuff with the boats they have, et cetera. But it is kind of interesting how all different cultures go there. And it's, I think, the highest trafficked a vacation place in the world here. And so it draws people to that area. And like I said, you know, when I talk about the alien cafe, where people start having conversations and different tables around you, which you may have even heard yourself. In fact, I would like to know if anybody's actually been to their more favorite alien cafe, listening to people and hearing them exchange conversations from table to table, and maybe even different cultures. In New York, it's real common because there's so many different people there, different races, different cultures, where most probably other places, like if you went to Texas, I don't think, you know, you would see a lot of different people in Texas. You could possibly, or let's just say, you know, Montana, you know, they're all going to look kind of similar, but in New York, it's like the melting pot, you know, everything goes there, and that's kind of what I was experiencing, is different people, different nationalities, different races, whatever word you want to use there, talking at different tables, and their conversations kind of blend. And when they get their information, their intel for what's going on, then they all leave at the same time. So I'd like to know if anybody out there has experienced that. I mentioned it a bunch of times, but nobody seems to have mentioned it to me. So I would like to know if they have heard something like that and how it played out. So let's do a water here. So here we go. We did the water for life force. I think we that could also be peace for you also, if you'd like to have peace. And you may want to put on the Orions if you're on the alien attack page, because that one could be a big one. That's what I'm dealing with now, is the Orions and these beings that somehow live in blue energy. That's about all I can kind of say. And that's where we're working. So I think maybe they're the ones that are spearheading the major abductions here. So anyway, back to you, Kathy. We'll see if we get somebody to comment on that. We could probably maybe have a caller within the next 10 minutes, if they have seen anything with the alien cafe to report. But that's all that I want the callers to talk about, is that. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you. I typed that into the fast chat to ask if anyone had any alien cafe stories to relate. I know when I go to cafes or restaurants or things like that, most of the time, the music there, lately anyway, is kind of loud. So I can hardly hear myself. So maybe that's why you haven't heard too much. I don't know. It could just be where I go, those usual coffee houses. Now, about the Orions, Ron, you mentioned it to Alien Attack page, but how about also the Ascension Barcode 2012 removal?
Yes, you could probably enter that in there, I believe, for abduction. Put that in there. I'm pretty sure you can.
It's on the list. It's on the list.
Yeah. Right, yeah, that is right. I think that was put in there. So, yeah, you want to definitely hit that, because that's how it's working. What I'm just discovering more recently here is the times are all kind of parallel or straight, the timelines. I don't want to use the word time. The timelines are, and they're controlled by something, and they don't normally cross over and connect to each other. It's like single lanes, like on a road or freeway or highway or something. And they don't have a way that they can jump one timeline to the next, because it's all controlled by aliens. But the ones that do take people into the Biondo are at a 90-degree turn on the road. And that's where they take you and abduct you. And I'll talk about that after the caller here. So we have a caller, I believe.
Hi, caller. Go ahead and state your question for Ron.
How much would it cost to purchase a defense fleet ship? For example, if I got on tonight onto the website and then donated $10,000, would that be enough to purchase a defense fleet ship?
They're not. I don't even think there's any money involved. They're not for sale to do that. So, you know,
right.
The source energy.
The second question is, yesterday you said Orion was causing a lot of problems. All right, the light ship, I'm just curious, why is it possible for them to just get rid of Orion just within a couple of seconds like they did with Nibiru? I would assume they're doing the same thing as Nibiru. They're causing problems. So is there a reason why, like, the defense fleet ships can't just get rid of it?
There probably is. I don't know what that would be, why they're not, but there probably is a reason. All I know is that they're battling the energy, and I'm battling it. And the remember, we need to find out what's behind Nibiru, you say. So that's based. I mean, what's behind Orion? So there's probably other connecting points, other energies going through that star system to do that in the planet. So there could be a lot of energies that we don't know about. I would like to get rid of it completely, but so far it hasn't happened that way. So I'll talk about the timeline. So thank you for calling. Unless you have a alien cafe story. So let's we'll go to the light ship here at half past. So the timeline, I've always mentioned that the light, you know, if it has a trace of you, it can find you. So it looks on timelines first, as long as the timeline is still created and there's light on that timeline. And so at ascension time, and even now when we do the 8-hour call, it starts looking for you on those timelines. And there's an energetic tracer connection to the timeline. So remember, that everything has energetic signatures, so they can look for it that way. And if you are on a timeline, they'll start to look for your bits and pieces. But a lot of times, they take you 90 degrees off that timeline. And then you're off the timeline into darkness. You can be anywhere in darkness, and the light doesn't know what darkness is. And so it can't figure out where you are. And that's what I talk about when I tell people that the light may find you accidentally, and that's only if somehow they can see something of light in the darkness and they go after it, and you happen to be, you know, between you and that point. Or maybe they have a prison camp with a bunch of light in it, and they just see a glimmer of light, and they can go there. But other than that, you know, they don't have anything to detect light in darkness, because the darkness can take you anywhere once you're off the timeline. So the timelines actually, in a sense, are keeping you safe, you know, from a lot of alien stuff happening to you as long as you're on that timeline. But when they abduct you off of it, that's where it can go sideways. And the timelines still are not good, but once you're on one, then these are the way they can find maybe you and a lot of other people in humanity, because you are on a timeline, and they're controlling the timeline and doing time sharing on it for probably every 10 minutes of your life and taking away energies. And you can be on, like I said, thousands of timelines. But once you're taken off of that timeline, some alien race likes you, and they take you off that timeline, then you're basically gone. So that's kind of the way it is, and that would be the abduction process that you don't even want to even talk about. So, and are they ever going to put you back on a timeline? No way to know. That's why you don't want to get connected to darkness energies, and by all means, you don't want to do anything that can cause that to happen to you. So, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Ron, are those timelines changing or getting stolen?
Well, I don't know if they're getting stolen or not. Boy, that would be a rough one. I would think it could be a possibility. It all depends who is in charge of the timeline initially. But, you know, they can't abduct you on the timeline that you're on. Remember, you're all living timelines. you know, every 10 minutes you're on a different timeline. And so they can abduct you onto the darkness just by taking you off of it. And that's what I see happening, you know, with 2012, is that the timeline that these people are on who are having it, you know, the experience, then they can take you off completely into the darkness and replace you with something that looks like you, a replica, but it would be actually more of a true clone energy versus when they get switched in and out continuously. So I don't want to sound too grim on this show tonight, but that's what, why you don't want to get involved with things that you know nothing about that sound good. So let's bring in some peace energy. Here we go. So one, then we'll go to the light ship. Two, three, four, and five. And we've got a question here. What is a timeshare? Yeah, timeshare is where the aliens are timesharing you. So let's say that you get upset and you're angry. And we'll say you're angry for an hour. Well, in that 1 hour of time, you get switched out, and you have six alien races because you're abducted every 10 minutes to another race on the same timeline, possibly, or a similar timeline with the same experience, and each race is controlling you for 10 minutes, taking all your energy. And then after they get what they need, or maybe they only have you for 10 minutes, then another race gets you. So that's the timeline sharing. So that's when you're actually, you know, on a timeline, and you don't know what's going on. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Just more comments about news headlines and timeline crashing. David was wondering, I guess he's been timeline crashing news headlines. Is that a good idea, Ron?
Yeah, if you get connected to it, yes. I just heard about something on the radio today about the shooting or something that went on. You know, I heard about it from somebody, and that was, you know, maybe 2 seconds. And I heard the news talking about it for about 15 seconds or so. Actually longer, but that's not in my reality. I don't want to join that timeline with all the people with their traumas and dramas and bringing forth their past DNA stuff of what happened. Remember, you're only being keyed because you have DNA attached to that. So you could be running something where somebody got killed, 10,000 years ago, and that's in your body. And all of a sudden, now you're relating to that with this incident. I choose not to do that. I don't want to be on that timeline. And then you start feeling the people's emotions that are attached to it, because now you're in the emotional realm, the swimming pool of all these people's emotions going up and down, back and forth on what's going on. You know, it's kind of like a football game, you know? And that's the way it is. Things are going all different directions. And why would you even want to get involved with it? If it doesn't come to your doorstep and affect you, then don't go to that doorstep and open that door up. Don't go into things like that. It's not that you're being, you know, unsensitive. You know, of course it happened. But why deal with people's sorrow and grief and everything else when it's not a part of your life? So it's a little different way. It may sound kind of cold for some things, because there are things that happen maybe on a mass situation. That's why we're fighting the aliens. And, you know, you could even bring it up and say, gee, what about World War II and what happened there? Well, yeah, well, that's a different situation. You know, not everybody is involved with, you know, what happened with a few people. When it's a mass of people, then you do want to probably get involved if you can at some level. But, you know, that's the whole thing. Don't go onto those timelines to bring in people's emotional stuff, because it's going to affect you, and all their stuff is transferred onto you. It's like when people do healings on other people. They send all their emotional crud to that person, you know, thinking that they're doing something good, and the person doesn't realize that they're getting a healing, and along with that is the emotional stuff of the person who did the healing. So remember, that's all they can send is mind energy, and mind energy is emotions. So you're having somebody's emotions heal you. Good grief. So let's go to the light ship. Here we go. So this only works live on this program. And if you're listening to an archive, like we said earlier, you're going to feel peace energy. If you do want to go to the light ship on Saturday, then listen to the program live. Here we go. going up, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, if you have any. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have some requests here. And here we go. We're going to go into the first room. We're there, into the rainforest room. And you can enjoy that here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And enjoy that wonderful energy. Next, we're going to go into a room with a lot of green trees, green plants, a lot of ferns. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And experience that. Very, very beautiful. We have waterfalls now, and that's also in the rainforest room, but we're bringing the gold energy. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going into another room, and we'll see the room with the, we'll go into the dog and cat room. So there could be little puppies and little kittens there. And so we'll go into each one of these rooms. So here we go. So I'll bring the energy in. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we will have pizza in a little bit here, but let's go out on the defense plate ships. And what I'll have you do, we'll just go outside of the light ship. And we're going to be looking with our scanners at Orion and seeing all the different planets there and situations happening. And we're not going to go and do any battles because we're not going to be going there. But you're going to be able to maybe sense, see some of the intel that's going on there in case you're curious. So here we go. Going up, walking up some steps into the light ship. We're in one of the larger ones, so we're going to all go there together in one ship. So here we go, going up there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can notice the steps are changing colors. Going into, in a sense, their navigation room, we'll say, where they have star maps. So we're going to be looking at some star maps. And you're going to be able to see what's connected to Orion and what's being destroyed and what's going on instantly there. And if you're able to see colors, looks like the color orange to me is the U.S. forces battling, along with all the other ones. So this would be the time traveling soldiers. And the other colors that are there, I see a gray color and a white color. Those must be the darkness energies. I don't know what the gray is, but the white one is more of kind of more lethal, okay? So you can kind of look at it yourself here and kind of get a clue of what's happening. So we're looking at these now, and we'll be in this room until we come back from the light ship. So if you want to just kind of hang out there and watch, you can see things happening. And we'll go back into the light ship now, and we're going into the room that has dolphins. Oh, boy, here they come. These are the pink dolphins. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And I want to go into and request your healing. I want to go into the room that has the food court, and you must have a pizza lover out there. I wonder if they got a Domino's or something, or a round table, but we'll see. An equivalent of that. And here we go. So we're in this room here, and they do have some type of thing, looks like a pizza. So if you like pizza, that's great. And you can select your toppings. And... you have it in front of you now. And if your mouth is watering, it's because you're about ready to eat it. So just check your saliva here. And we're having it now. And it's not very big, but they do offer more seconds and thirds if you like. So here we go. Going into our mouth. And they're giving us a special drink with oxygen in it. Very interesting. It's kind of bubbling. And we're drinking some water now. And having some seconds if we wish. So we'll go into another location on the light ship for healing. And we're going to go see. I kind of want to see the rainforest again here. And in that room, they have the big bumblebees. I want to see the big bumblebees. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there's another room that has a lot of silver energy. And we'll go into that room. And here comes the silver. So, in fact, we'll go into the hot tub room with the silver. That way we can get warmed up if you're a little bit cold where you are. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we're going to go off now into in one of the light ships, and we're kind of viewing one of the Russian ships right now. If you wanted to see that, it's kind of coming alongside. It is definitely a UFO looking ship. And you can actually look inside the windows and see the Russian waving at us here. So that's kind of neat. They decided to show up. And we're just waving back, and they're taking off now to go battle. And so we'll see you later. Thank you. So we'll be coming back from the light ship, coming off of the defense fleet ship here, coming back into the transporter room. And we're coming back down. I'll count to 5. Our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming with us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we're here. So back to you, Kathy.
Wonderful visit back to the light ship. I was on it today, so I really appreciate that, Ron. And it seems like a lot of people saw great things. Comments on the fast chat. Holly says she got to fly on the bumblebees. And Marcia said, I hear the buzzing and a lot of giant flowers. Some people really like the pink dolphins. Chia said they're a lot of fun. Thanks, Ron. This is quite an experience. And people really see this and feels like they're right there with you. Iron Man wants to know if listeners who don't know English be on the light ship too, following along.
Yes, that is correct, because they will have the experience. They may not know what I'm saying, but they will have the experience and probably just feel the peace energy and the way the light is coming into them. So a lot of people could actually feel their body changing, even if you're not, we'll just say the word psychic or intuitive, you will actually feel your body physically changing somewhat. So back to you, Kathy.
So when we went out on the On the Defense League ships to view Orion, some people noticed things like Oscar said, it's wild how maps are shown on the screen. And Katie said, large conscious ships are just incredible. Janice saw, she says here, Orion is a window for a stargate, a star formation in the belt. I think that's what she saw.
Yep, so there's a lot of stuff there, maybe thousands of energy stars that can come through there. Yeah, so that's why it's so, and, you know, I'd like to know if anybody saw any blue energy associated with that. That'd be interesting. So we only got a short time left here. We're a little bit over almost close to two-thirds of our show, through three-quarters of it. So we probably got a good maybe almost 15 minutes to go. So, let's see, what can we talk about?
Can we talk about the timeline crashes for a few minutes? Oh, and I'm going to watch the comments to see if anyone saw the blue, any kind of blue energy or blue light. Charles said he really liked the blood, amber blood infusion. That was awesome. David said that was literally a trip. A lot of people said that was quite a trip, talking about going out on the defense league ships. Nibley saw the Russian ships, said it was very interesting. So it's great. So many people can see things. And Ron, when we do the timeline crashes, will the particular alien race be terminated if crashed on a timeline?
Okay. Well,
when they freeze.
The alien race that is controlling the timeline will get terminated. That you're on. Remember, you're on it every 10 minutes. And so the one that created the timeline also will be terminated. So it's very possible it could be the same alien race doing the timeline or a different one. But whatever it is, if it's both, then everything is terminated. They have a chance to come into the light, which more than likely they're not going to do so. And then from there, they're terminated, along with the timeline is disintegrated. And then everything that's on the timeline, if it's human, will be returned here. If it has light in it, we'll say. So that's how that works. So if you notice, that's probably why you're seeing a change now, maybe on the planet over the last couple of years, by people doing timeline crashes. The people who do lots of these, their life is actually physically changing, and they can connect more dots together. They have more of a consciousness rather than, you know, living a life of just the same thing every day, of boredom maybe. So they're not really creative because the creativity isn't there on the timelines, and they're not able to express their own spirit energy. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that explanation. And now we were wondering, some people are wondering about the clone clearings that you have on creationlightship.com. There's some clone clearings for retrieving them from cloned Earths and cloned planets, and wondered what your recommendation was for those.
Yeah, that's more like a more general clearing throughout your life. And when I put up the timeline crashes, that gets you, the clone of you, off of that timeline, okay, for one particular situation. Now, the other one, the clone planets, cloned Earth clearings, are for you, and these are parallel life ones, okay? That's how I think it's stated, parallel life, clone planets, cloned Earth, two different clearings. That gets you off of those situations where you're on them all the time, and you're out in the beyond with many, many issues. Remember, every 10 minutes, it could be a different issue. You don't know how they're controlling you. And so that clearing is much more complete and much more effective probably than the regular timeline crashing, although you may not really know what's going on in your life. So all you can look at right now is what you're dealing with that's in front of you on your plate. And that's why the timeline crashes are so important. Get rid of that. But, you know, you could still be on timelines, you know, for 20 years ago. And they could probably bounce you back and forth on timelines, and your consciousness is here now, and that's all that they are allowing you to see. Okay? Now, if you think back in the past when you were younger, you're automatically going into a timeline, looking at yourself on that timeline with the situation. And that's what those clearings are for, is to kind of clean out your whole life. So that's the parallel lifetime clearing, which is for cloned planets and cloned Earths. That's what we put up first a long time ago on the website. And now the new one, you know, is timeline crashing, you know, more recently. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, I just wanted to look it up while you were speaking to help out here, because you do have 18 clearings for the clone bodies living on clone planets and clone bodies living on cloned Earths and going back 49 generations. So
yeah,
that must be really important.
Yes, if you want to go back further, yes.
Yeah, that must have been a real important one to do at the time. And
yeah.
And now you say the timeline crashes really help out with that because it deals with the issue as well.
Well, it only deals with what you're having right now. It doesn't go into the other ones because the timeline crashes are like a Band-Aid. And the other one gets rid of more things, but what you're dealing with right now on your plate is what you're living. So that's why the timeline crashes are so important to be right now in the moment to get rid of that. But what happened a week ago, you say, or you know, 10 years ago to you, or 30 years ago. That's why the other one is so much needed also, because you're getting rid of you in the Beyondo, and you're still living there. You just forgot about it. It's not in your consciousness, because you're living on the timelines right now, but you're still on those timelines. That's where you have dreams of doing something at a younger age, or maybe they bring forth childhood friends or something, and you wonder, gee, why am I getting that timeline now? You know, I haven't seen this person, or, you know, I'm only 10 years of age on this timeline, you know. Why is that happening to me? Well, it's because they're bringing you into a parallel life 10 years ago, or when you were 10 years of age, we'll say. And so that's why we have two different types of clearings for that. So back to you.
Great. Okay,
and
thank you. And they're
important. You know, all of those are important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're...
You know, the one that we have up now is where you're living now. But the past is still haunting you, and they can take your past and create your current reality from your past. So I guess to be slightly confusing, but not really when you look at it. But you have to realize that you're living your past, and the past is on timelines that you may not be on it all the time. Maybe they just superimpose you as a young child in your dreams, and you go, wow, how come I'm dreaming about me, you know, when I was, you know, a long time ago? And that's because they brought forth that timeline that you're actively living on as a child, and you're still there living that as a child. On most of those older timelines, you probably are not aging, okay? So you're at the same age forever, and they're doing things to you on that timeline forever. That's why we have that clearing up, and it's the parallel, I think it's called parallel life, clone planets, cloned Earth. And that one, it's probably a clearing that I put up maybe 5 years ago or something. So that's what it's designed for, is to get you off of those. In fact, if anybody has done that clearing, we don't talk about it that much. If you want to call in and describe it, how it's helped you, that would be wonderful. We got about 5 minutes to go on the show here. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, you're talking about the one we were just mentioning, current lifetime clone bodies living on cloned planets and cloned Earths, those two separate ones?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, that's the current one. But we also have seven generational versions, too. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If anybody's done that, but yeah, by all means, if you can call in, that would be great to maybe tell us how you felt after you did a clearing. I would think that a lot of your dreams that you have relating to your past has probably vanished. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, right, Ron. You've got current lifetime cloned bodies, and then you've also got, on the clearings, past lifetime cloned bodies living on cloned Earths, and past lifetime clone bodies living on clone planets.
Yeah.
Okay, so just Ron's looking for comments and any testimonials about those kinds of clearings with the clone planets on current lifetime or past lifetime clone bodies.
That's correct, yeah. And you may have, you know, did a lot of clearings to where some of those clones maybe aren't even living any longer. You may not even... you know, realize that they're gone, but you still could be attached to a timeline. So it gets very complicated, and it all sounds very sci-fi, until you start connecting the dots and you go, is that what's happening, you know? And then once you've kind of figured some of that out, you go, oh, crap, you know? At least you got a way to help yourself. Other than that, you know, life would be a complete mystery, and you wouldn't really know why things are happening to you, and it's because of your past involvement with timelines. Remember, all they have is timelines. They have you with your issues from your DNA, and that puts you onto timelines, whether it's right now or it's from the past. And remember, all the things from the past still relates to you right now. Your history, or her story, okay, is what you're living. And that's what you want to shed, get rid of. So back to you, Kathy.
I was just noticing here on the fast chat, Ron, some comments having to do with the blue energy, blue light you mentioned that you were wondering if anyone saw when we were out on the Defense League ships. And Shane wrote here, the defense ships have blue parts lit up on the screen, and Oscar saw blue streaks coming from, he saw two blue streaks out on the Orion. So there was some sighting of blue, I guess, different places, but nonetheless. Oh, and then Marcy said that there's a song out about, it was about 30 years ago, came out by a group on the radio, and it used the space planet Orion in the lyrics. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy.
The song about Blue Moon, you know?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, Sandy said, blue, you know, that's another saying, you know, all these old sayings. I don't have any new sayings that pertain to anything or not. Maybe I'm too old, you know, you know, I don't know. It seems like most of the old sayings kind of went away, you know, all that truth of what's happening to us, like twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. They're all gone. You know, people still say that, you know, I don't know. So, we got 1 minute to go here. I guess no callers, so we'll see what happens. We got our wonderful call tomorrow to get rid of alien parasitic life forms that are inside of you living, causing you problems, and it's a way to get them released. And people feel better afterwards, and the more you get released, the better you feel. Just think if you had some of these critters in your lungs and you have a lung infection for, you know, 20 years, not knowing what it is. And all of a sudden you get on a few of these calls and it goes away and you go, wow, that's really something. And then you got to look at it with your mind and say, well, I don't know. Is that really true or not, just being on these calls? Well, if it got released, then, you know, and you feel better, then that's kind of, you know, proof is in the pudding, you know. And I don't know what that phrase means, you know, what's in the pudding, what kind of proof, you know. Maybe it's 100-proof vodka in the pudding, I don't know, but anyway. So, a yummy pudding, huh? So, back to you, Kathy. I guess our show's about ready to end here.
Okay. Just one more quick question. Janice was asking if there's a blue alien race that you might know about.
I am seeing a blue race somehow. I can't really disclose it quite yet, and I may not ever be able to disclose it. But I do see it, and they're an awful race. They're the most controlling race that I have ever seen out there, and they do live in the Middle East. So I can give you that much of a clue. So anyway, our show is ending here. So blessings, everybody. Have a wonderful evening. And hope that you're on the call tomorrow so you can get more of your spirit and your physical body parts back from the dung pile. That's what happens. They look for you everywhere and make you more whole as they start finding the bits and pieces of you. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings, Kathy.
Good night, everyone.
To all of you.